I'm Rick Steves. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Adam Gopnik. And Adam's new book is The Table Comes First, Family, France, and the Meaning of Food. What is your take about foie gras? Because a lot of Americans are troubled by the whole idea of eating the enlarged liver of a force-fed goose.
The issue for me with foie gras, with meat eating of all kinds, is always going to be about the pain inflicted on the animal. I don't have difficulty, Rick, with the notion that in some sense, since the animals we eat were raised to be eaten, they only exist because we want to eat them, I don't have difficulty with the idea of eating meat. I do think that we have no right to inflict suffering on any other being that can feel pain. And so the issue for me about foie gras is, do the ducks and geese really feel pain? The people who raise the ducks and geese that become foie gras insist that those animals come running to their feedings day after day, that they don't experience that kind of overfeeding as pain in the way that you and I would. Well, some of us would anyway. And I'm not sure how to answer the specifics of that, but I do think we have to distinguish, if I may say so, between the practice of eating meat, which I think we can defend, and the practice of inflicting pain on animals, which is something very different.
And for the French, foie gras is a celebration.
Foie gras is a sacrament. Actually, a lot of foie gras comes from Hungary. It's a sacrament. And as I say, they insist, and I leave it to people better educated on the specifics of this than I am, they insist that it is not painful for the animals who eat it. On the other hand, we also know that when they used to bind the feet of women in China, the Chinese men would insist that it wasn't painful to the women who were having their foot bound. It's always easy to say that some other creature is not feeling pain than to say it about ourselves.
A challenge for me is to find that magic when the wine is well paired with the dish I'm eating. How much of that is real? It seems like it's elusive for me. A lot of these chefs and gourmets in Europe are really into this marriage, this pairing.
Yes, and they give you about a 5-minute preamble about how wine has honeyed vanilla notes that will go perfectly with the lobster on your plate and all of that. You know what I find? There was once a wonderful English eater I knew who loved nothing but red wine. He said, you know what? He said, red wine goes with everything but oysters. So, and
freedom.
I think that's a much healthier way to drink. When I was eating at El Bulli, I got to have one meal there, the legendary temple of molecular cuisine. And I asked the chef, Ferran Adrià, what shall we drink with this? Do you want to have a wine tasting? He said, just drink cava, you know, Spanish champagne with it. He said, that's a wonderfully festive wine, and this is meant to be festive food. And I think the people who enjoy wine most are the people who fuss least about it.
That's such a freeing thing. That right there is worth the price of admission.